Today's edition of The Barn In Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Welcome back to The Barn In Depth. Here's Brian Ulmer.
A federal grand jury in the United States District Court in Denver returned an indictment against four executives for their role in a conspiracy to fix prices and rig bids for broiler chickens. That according to the U.S. Justice Department. These comments from DOJ's Assistant Attorney General Machen Delrahim of the Antitrust Division. Particularly in times of global crisis, the division remains committed to prosecuting crimes intended to raise the prices Americans pay for food. Executives who cheat American consumers, restaurateurs, and grocers, and compromise the integrity of our food supply will be held responsible for their actions. The one-count indictment charges four current and former senior executives from two major broiler chicken producers with conspiring to fix prices and rig bids for broiler chickens. Broiler chickens are chickens raised for human consumption and sold to grocers and restaurants. According to the indictment, from at least as early as 2012 until at least as early 2017, Jason Penn, Roger Austin, Mikhail Fries, and Scott Brady conspired to fix prices and rig bids for broiler chickens across the United States. Penn is the president and chief executive officer, and Austin is a former vice president of a chicken supplier headquartered in Colorado. Fries is the president and member of the board, and Brady is a vice president of broiler chicken producer headquartered in Georgia. Special agent in charge, Bethane Dinkins of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Office of Inspector General, also said, "We appreciate the commitment and investigative partnership with the Department of Justice's Antitrust Division, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Department of Commerce, Office of Inspector General, ensuring the integrity of competition agricultural markets in order for producers to receive competitive prices for their products and to prevent consumers from being cheated is of the utmost importance to the USDA, OIG, and we will continue to dedicate resources to the investigation of matters involving such potential of competitive harms." Now, Penn, Austin, Fries, and Brady are the first to be charged in an ongoing criminal investigation into price fixing and bid rigging involving broiler chickens. An indictment alleges that crimes have been committed, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. The offense charged carries a statutory maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $1 million fine. The maximum fine may be increased to twice the gain derived from the crime or twice the loss suffered by the victims if either amount is greater than $1 million. By the way, anyone with information on price fixing, bid rigging, and other anti-competitive conduct related to the broiler chicken industry should contact the Antitrust Division's Citizen Complaint Center at 1-888-647-3258 or simply visit justice.gov.
For ag, news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.